DOJ sues Connecticut City of New Haven over sanctuary policies. The U.S. Department of Justice sued Connecticut and the City of New Haven on April 13 over policies limiting cooperation with federal immigration enforcement. The DOJ challenged Connecticut's Trust Act and an executive order issued by New Haven's mayor, arguing that they conflicted with federal immigration law and the Constitution. Specifically, the DOJ alleged violations of the U.S. Constitution's Supremacy Clause, which says federal law takes precedence over state and local laws. For years, Connecticut communities have paid the price of these misguided sanctuary policies, Assistant Attorney General Brett Shumate of the DOJ's Civil Division said in an emailed statement. This lawsuit seeks to end such open defiance of federal law. The department named Connecticut, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, Connecticut Attorney General Tong, the City of New Haven, and New Haven Mayor Justin Ellicker as defendants. The Trust Act, which was amended in 2025, limits when law enforcement officers can detain individuals based on civil immigration detainers. It directs officers not to hold someone solely on such a detainer unless certain conditions are met, such as the existence of a judicial warrant or a prior conviction for specific serious offenses, including certain crimes including murder, manslaughter, burglary, or sexual assault. The law also applies in cases where an individual has been flagged in federal security databases that has hindered cooperation between state and local law enforcement and federal immigration authorities in enforcing immigration laws, the DOJ argued. The DOJ also stated that the law prohibits law enforcement officers from using resources to communicate with federal immigration authorities regarding the custody or release of an individual targeted by a civil immigration detainer. The law also forbids law enforcement officers from arresting or detaining an individual based on an administrative warrant, according to the lawsuit. Another issue that the DOJ raised was a 2020 executive order issued by New Haven Mayor Justin Ellicker. That order limited the disclosure of personal information, including immigration status, without an individual's consent and restricts local officials from inquiring about a person's immigration status in most situations. The DOJ claimed those provisions obstruct federal enforcement efforts. Connecticut and New Haven's sanctuary policies threaten and harm the United States' sovereign interest in the supremacy and enforcement of federal law, especially the Immigration and Nationality Act, according to the Justice Department. The lawsuit stated that the sanctuary policies are an active and deliberate effort to obstruct federal immigration enforcement by, among other things, impeding the communication between federal, state, and local law enforcement officials, and the safe apprehension and detention of unlawfully present. In an emailed statement to the Epoch Times, Tong defended the Trust Act and criticized the lawsuit. The sovereign people of Connecticut have exercised our right to pass state laws like the Trust Act that prioritize public safety and ensure that all people can trust and rely on law enforcement to keep us safe, he said. It is a shame that the president and the Department of Justice are not focused on public safety, but are wasting federal resources on attacking Connecticut with a baseless lawsuit that has no foundation in law or fact. Tong added that the state will fight this lawless attack with every fiber of our being. In an emailed statement, Lamont said his state will defend itself against the lawsuit. Our Trust Act and related policies are consistent with the Constitution and reflect our responsibility to govern responsibly, protect public safety, and uphold the rights of all residents, he said. Our laws do not prevent federal authorities from enforcing immigration law, Lamont added. Rather, they reflect a long-standing principle. The federal government cannot require states to use their personnel or resources to carry out federal enforcement responsibilities. Ellicker also defended his city's immigration policies in an emailed statement. Our welcoming city policy is not only a legally sound policy that is compliant with all local, state, and federal law, it's also a practical policy that helps keep our residents and community safe, he said. Sadly, but unsurprisingly, the Trump administration's lawsuit contains inaccuracies and untruths about New Haven's welcoming city executive order, Ellicker added. We are confident we are on the right side of the law, and, equally important, we are confident we are on the right side of history. Similar legal challenges brought by the federal government against sanctuary policies in other jurisdictions, including Illinois and New York, have been rejected at the federal district court level.